It is Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday afternoons at 12:30 always gives us an opportunity to shine a brighter light on the local tech sector. We appropriately call this the Tuesday Tech Spotlight. And we are joined this afternoon by Amal Karnik, who is with KA Imaging, which sprung from the loins of the University of Waterloo. Amal, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic.
Glad to hear it. So tell me what you do at KA Imaging.
So as a company or who I am?
Let's start with as a company, and then we'll get into who you are.
Fantastic. So KA Imaging is, as you mentioned, a spin-up from the University of Waterloo. My business partner, Kareem, and myself founded the company back in 2015. And so what we've done is we start with, let's say, highlighting the vision. Our vision is innovative X-ray everywhere. And the reason I want to make sure we highlight the word innovative is X-ray really hasn't changed in 120 years. So we're trying to do things that are different in X-ray that really don't change either the workflow or the way it looks and feels, but improve the outcomes for better diagnostics in the healthcare field.
So if I was paying close enough attention, you are a co-founder. What else?
I'm also the president and CEO of the company. And Kareem, my co-founder, is the CTO.
Okay. So what was the problem you were trying to solve when you started this?
So when you look at X-ray, X-ray has been, like I said, it's been around 100, 120 years. It's one of the biggest used medical imaging modalities. But there's been a lot of other inventions along the way, like MRI, ultrasound, CT. But X-ray is still the number one used, and it can miss things. So we noticed that, you know, X-ray, you know, can miss things. People go undiagnosed. So we had to make sure that we can improve the access for one, because X-ray, the reason it is still the most used, it's the most cost-effective and the most accessible. So we wanted to improve the outcomes from current X-ray so you don't miss things. So we've seen data and seen it even part of our trials that, you know, cancers in the chest can be missed, and like lung cancers. Pneumonias can be missed. Lines and tubes when you're in the ICU can be very difficult to see. You know, rib fractures can be a problem. And so there's been challenges with current X-ray, even though it's still the number one used imaging modality. And so we said it needs to be improved. And so by creating, in a way, what we call color X-ray, we've improved it. And, you know, like your eye can see three colors and create this amazing color world, we created an X-ray detector and system that allows you to separate the incoming X-ray into multiple three spectrums, essentially, like the three colors we see. And these three spectrums in X-ray allows us to separate soft tissue and bone. And when you look at the chest wall, it's a fantastic example where you've got the rib cage doing a really good job of protecting your lungs and heart, but, you know, at times it can block the X-ray and make it difficult to see what's actually in the lung field. So by eliminating the rib cage and looking at only the lung tissue or the soft tissues, we can see those hidden cancers, those pneumonias, pneumothoraxes. Conversely, if we look at just the bones in the bone image, we can see the rib fractures, lines and tubes, calcifications, and even, you know, recently we've been seeing calcification of the coronary arteries. So that's what we do in a nutshell.
You know, I love the end goal here, because obviously, as I'm thinking of myself as a patient and the better outcomes that are obviously going to be available to me through this technology. But I have to wonder how difficult it is, Amal, to break through really a 120-year-old technology that is still in such great use in our system.
Well, it's one of the challenges, absolutely. However, we are fundamentally based on a technique called dual energy out there, and it's already out there. It's already well proven to show that can be done, and that it adds clinical benefit. So we're not, say, the first ones to do this, but we've actually the first ones to make it practical. In the past, the old systems required two radiation exposures, so you double the radiation. It's actually a time separation between the two for about a half second, creating a motion artifact around the heart. And it was only available on expensive systems and fixed systems. So in a hospital, you have what you call a fixed X-ray. So you had an X-ray, you probably walked into a room, they took your picture, and you left. And conversely, they do have these mobile systems that go bed to bed. And so because we've innovated on the actual receiving side, the camera side, we can do this energy separation in the actual camera, in the X-ray detector, as we call it, But it can be done portably. It can be done anywhere in the hospital. And so we've innovated on a technique that was being used, but made it more practical and available.
And
so yes, it will be more challenging, but you know, people see the clinical benefit already and understood the clinical benefit in the past.
Absolutely. And I'm just thinking, again, from the patient's perspective, this wouldn't be any different, it doesn't sound like, from what we've come to know as the average X-ray.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. We don't, it looks and feels like any other X-ray system and detector. From the patient perspective, they'd see no difference. From the technologists who use it in the hospital, they see no difference. So we don't change the workflow. And from the radiologist's point of view, they've probably been trained at one point on something called dual energy X-ray. So they see these three images. And that really doesn't change. There's actually data that shows it's actually faster to read these images because you have three images. That makes it easier to see what you need to see than trying to fiddle around with an X-ray image.
So I'm guessing that part of the path here for KA imaging is to obtain Health Canada approval or perhaps even a series of them. Where are you at in that process?
Oh, absolutely. We already have Health Canada. We're Health Canada approved. We have FDA in the U.S. We've just got our European clearance as well. And we have a couple of other jurisdictions globally as well.
That's incredible. Since 2015, when you first incorporated.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, this is one of our, you know, this classic, I'm sure you've heard this in the past, pivot stories. What we started the company on and what we're talking to you about today are two different things. So about 2017, 18, we do have that same technology still in the back burner, the one we started the company with, but we've been focusing on this product since early 2018. So yes, in 2 years, so we got our FDA, Health Canada, end of 2020. Unfortunately, that was also at the same time with COVID, as everyone knows, and made it difficult to access the hospital. But you know, we've had FDA and Health Canada for coming up to just over two years, sorry. What year we were in.
Yeah, no, trust me, I don't even know what day it is most of the time, and it's even weirder this week with the holiday. But that pivot that came in 17, 18, Amal, what led to it?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, if you'd asked me at one point, you know, do I think MVP, you know, a minimal viable product is possible. You know, they always talk about that. Sort of take the least easiest product to market, get some feedback, and then go to market. I said, that's not as easy to do in healthcare. And then we sort of corrected myself. We did it. In 2017, September, we were coming up to one of our big medical imaging conferences in end of November, early December, called the Radiological Society of North America, RSNA. And I always like to say, you know, for an innovative company, we've got to try and show new things every year. Let's see what we can do for this year. So Kareem and his team were in the lab as well. I said, okay, what are some of the technologies that we have here? And one of them happened to be this, we say color X-ray or three-layer X-ray detector that did the energy separation. So the engineering team went and created a high-level prototype in 6 weeks, got something called phantom images, which are images of tissue mimicking chest. So it was a pretend chest, essentially. And we took it to this conference, and we just showed images. And that got more interest because it was something that was different than it was on the market, even though our other product was different, but it was just, say, incremental improvements. We're reducing cost, improving image quality. We're also creating what we called a dynamic detector or a video detector. But that was just incremental to what was already out there. Whereas this was completely different. And so we actually put the other products in the back burner and decided to bring this one out to market instead first.
It's fascinating. And we talked already about how this began at the University of Waterloo. Can you take us through sort of building a company which is still based here in the region of Waterloo and right in the city of Waterloo and what this ecosystem is like for building a company like yours?
Oh, absolutely. So Waterloo, the university is extremely supportive. So as I mentioned, Kareem, who's a professor, so Kareem Korean professor at the University of Waterloo, he's actually the current Associate Vice President for Innovation at the university as well. But, you know, Waterloo supports healthcare in the terms of both innovation companies, starting companies. So Waterloo, as I'm sure you know, is very entrepreneurial as a university. And so they're very keen to support us to create the company. And but at the same time, we approached Grand River Hospital to see what we can do in terms of generating clinical data. And Grand River was extremely open as well, because they wanted to help the local healthcare systems, or the local ecosystem, essentially. You know, when we look at our region, you know, there's not, Waterloo is not associated to any medical facilities in because they don't have a medical school. But they have created now since, I think, an affiliation with Grand River Hospital. But they were both open. So the ecosystem really helped us locally to be able to, you know, get the company up and running. You know, we had initially Christie Digital as one of our initial funders as well, so along with Grand Challengers Canada. And Christie Digital, as you know, is local as well. And so it's a local ecosystem that really allowed us to kick the company off, get things up and running, and then we need to create the clinical trials, grab some data to show how much better than we are than existing X-ray. Grand River Hospital did the first 28 patients for us, and we had the data to show that it works, and it works well.
It's a terrific story. Amal, I really appreciate you making time to join the show today. Thank you very much for being here.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate having me here.
Amal Karnik. Have a great rest of your day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Amal Karnik is the co-founder of KA Imaging, started at the University of Waterloo, still with an office on Phillip Street in Kitchener. And, you know, as I listened to Amal's story about the technology, it just, I don't know, the phrase ringing in my head is, this is only the beginning. You can learn more at kaimaging.com. This is the Mike Farwell Show on City News 570.